Author's note. Dear friends, the response to Soul's Gate has thrilled me. Authors are frequently too close to their novels to know if a story has worked or not, so it's been a rush to hear the book is making a serious impact on people's lives. Some authors write to entertain. I do too. But I also want people to come away from reading one of my books with more freedom than when they started, as well as full of the hope that their life can be transformed in significant ways. With Memory's Door, I had the tremendous privilege of continuing to be with characters who have become a large part of my life, and I was eager to see where their story would go. I don't use an outline when I write. I just transcribe the movie playing in my head, which allows me to experience the story for the first time just as you do. Yet at the same time, my stories are never a complete surprise because they spring from my subconscious. What I see on my mental movie screen is a part of me. I've been asked if there are elements of me in Reese, Dana, Brandon, and Marcus. Yes, without question. Consequently, their struggles are, in part, my struggles. As an author friend of mine says, my novels are just my personal journals in published form. I'm working the things out in my own life that wind up in my books. That statement resonated with me at the time he said it, and it resonates strongly within the framework of Memory's Door. I went through a significant personal and spiritual crisis, and then rebirth, during the time I wrote the novel. It forced me to ask the same question Marcus faces. Can I forget the past, the things of old? Will I open my eyes despite the pain of what has been, in order to see the new thing or things God is doing and has already done?